Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and I'd like to share a few thoughts about what does it mean to magnify the Lord. Mary, the mother of Jesus, when confronted by Gabriel, the angel, in Luke chapter 1, says simply that my soul doth magnify the Lord. And I want to share with you what I take away from that. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Number one, Mary is honored to be chosen to bear the Christ child. Two, Mary gives credit to God for having the power to make such an extraordinary event possible. We have to remember, she's a virgin. She's betrothed to get married, but she's never known a man, yet God has chosen her to carry the Christ child through what we call an immaculate conception. Three, Mary puts God first and above everything else. Four, Mary is humbling herself before God. Five, Mary is making a commitment to testify and become a witness to the extraordinary power of God so that others may come to know the unique nature and majesty of God. Listen to what Mary says in response to the angel's announcement that she will bear the Christ child. This is from Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." This is from the New Revised Standard Version. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, for he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to all his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her, that's with Elizabeth, her cousin, for about 3 months and then returned home. So let me share some thoughts with you, a little bit more about this. If you and I are to magnify the Lord, we must do the following. Number one, acknowledge that God is greater than everything. Two, give glory to God as the creator of the world. Three, humble ourselves before God. Four, pray to the Lord. Five, witness to others on behalf of the Lord. This Sunday, I am planning to preach a sermon at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time about what it means to magnify the Lord. And if you are available, I hope you will check it out on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.puccdetroit.org. If you can't remember that, just remember Plymouth United Church of Christ, Detroit. And of course, if you're in the area of Detroit, Michigan, please feel welcome to stop by and worship with us at the Plymouth United Church of Christ. This is Pastor Nick Hood, and I want to leave you with a prayer. O Lord and our God, I pray today that you might give me the courage to humble myself so that I might magnify you. I want to magnify you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done, for all you've promised, and what I look forward to in the days ahead. You are far greater than anything I can imagine. You've been with me in the good times, the bad times, and through it all. You have continued to make a way out of no way. And so this day, I commit anew to magnify you before everything and everyone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.